anchor inspiring us to work harder, how can I not take up this challenge? Coming up next, over the next few episodes, our podcast on a health topic which scares everyone. I'm talking about cancer. One of the top contenders for high morbidity and mortality all over the world. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you're listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast by Dr. Amrita. Before I go on, a necessary disclaimer. Any health topic I discuss on this podcast is only for awareness and educational purpose. For information related to your health, always consult your doctor. Now, a word about a favorite brand before I go on to the next part of the podcast. One of the brands I love using a software. It has a free web browser version for Google Chrome and also for Firefox web browser. You also have a WordPress plugin which you can use to craft better headlines right from your WordPress dashboard. Who doesn't want to have attractive headlines for their blog posts, their social media posts, their podcast headlines? When you are not able to do it yourself, take some help. And that's where CoSchedule Headline Analyzer will help you. This podcast is brought to you by Sushastho Healthcare. Did you know HPV is a virus that can cause cancer? Wait, what? What is HPV? Is that what you're thinking? Then let me tell you. It's a ubiquitous virus worldwide and can affect the reproductive system in women. But the spotlight on HPV came due to its role in cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer for women worldwide and the second most common cancer in Indian women. As per the 2021 HPV Information Center data, every year approximately 569,847 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer and more than 3 lakh die from the disease. So how did this topic come about? Let me start at the very beginning, and maybe this will help you talk to your kids also about HPV. My daughter came home from school one fine day and asked me, "Mom, what's cervical cancer?" I was folding laundry and the question was so out of the blue, I stopped and thought, this is it. I must have the talk. I always believe in age-appropriate communication and education. But this was not something I thought would be the first conversation. So, I did the classic mommy thing. I asked another question. I asked my daughter, "Where did you hear about cervical cancer?" And she answered, "Oh, Mom, one of my friend's grandma has her surgery today for cervical cancer. And my friend was distraught." I was in a quandary and then I thought this was a good way of explaining this issue. This is what I told her. It all starts with a virus called HPV or the human papilloma virus. As the name suggests, it's a virus affecting humans and cause papillomas or warts. I had read in the Center for Disease Control and Prevention site that it is so common worldwide that both men and women who are sexually active may carry the virus, though they may not have any symptoms. Also, our books say the same. My daughter asked, "Does HPV cause health problems?" Me: "Yes, it does. But in many cases, HPV infection naturally resolves within the 2 years without health problems. Otherwise, it can cause genital warts and cancer." My daughter then asked, "So if this virus is everywhere, can everyone get cancer from it?" Then I answered, "This virus has more than 100 types, of which around 14 are cancer causing or oncogenic. The commonest are HPV 16 and 18. The non-oncogenic ones are HPV 6, 11, and they are very common, causing small warts you see on different body parts like the hand, feet, etc." Then my daughter asked, "But how do people get HPV infection?" Me: it's caused by sexual contact? My daughter asked. Can people get protected from it? Me, yes, safe sex, including usage of condoms and dental dams, and preferably monogamous, that is, single partner relationship. And a vaccine can help protect against the oncogenic varieties of HPV. My daughter then asks, what are the cancers that HPV can cause? Me, HPV can cause cancer of the cervix and also cancers of other places in the reproductive tract of women and also in some cases in men. Luckily this time my little one didn't carry on with her questionnaire as the bell rang and she went to play with a friend next door. But if you are a parent, I have some more information for you. The oncogenic varieties of HPV include HPV 16, 18, 31, 33, 35, 39, 45, 51, 52, and for the rest you can check out the blog post. The link is in the description. HPV infection is a crucial risk factor for cervical cancer. It can affect many parts of the body with different strains, but only a few can cause cancer. That's why it's an essential topic for health education. There are more than 100 HPV genotypes and around 14 of them are oncogenic. Cervical cancer is the most common cancer caused by HPV. That's the bad news. The good news is it's preventable. If you take care in time, that's where a parent's role comes into play. What are the symptoms of HPV infection? Often HPV infections cause no symptoms or are asymptomatic. The body clears its infection within a few years. Many people actually never know they were infected with HPV, but they are still infectious. Genital warts look like fleshy bumps or multiple bumps in the genital area. They are of different sizes, from pinheads to larger. They may be flat or raised, and sometimes they look like cauliflowers. They may go away, stay the same, or increase in number or size. Cervical cancer is the most common cancer caused by HPV infection. Some varieties of HPV can drive the transformation of cells and cause cervical cancers in some instances. Most cervical lesions don't progress to cancer. But since access to healthcare and reporting go hand in hand, the numbers we may have may be just an approximation. The period from infection with oncogenic HPV and cancer may exceed 20 years. Depending on immune status, most infections get better within 1 to 2 years. HIV-infected people and those with depressed immunity may have difficulty getting the virus out of the bodies. Other cancers HPV can cause include those of the reproductive tract and some oropharyngeal cancers. Can HPV be prevented? There's no treatment for the virus itself, but most genital HPV infections go away with the help of a person's own immune system. For warts, consult your doctor. For cervical precancer treatment, you need to get a routine pap test annually after 40 years of age. Follow up as needed. You can find problems before cancer develops so that you can take necessary action. Other HPV-related cancers are also more treatable when found and treated early. The best way to prevent HPV infection is to never be sexually active. But since that's not practical, to lower your risk, you can limit the number of sex partners, use protection, get vaccinated, and get screened for cervical cancer. Routine screening for women aged 25 to 65 year old can prevent cervical cancer. Protection is best when the vaccine is given before infection with HPV. Consult your pediatrician or gynecologist about the right ages to give the vaccine. You need to remember that to find out the most suitable vaccine and vaccination schedule for you, you need to talk to your doctor first. You can also consult the experts available at nomorehpv.com about HPV prevention. You will get the link to the blog post and the resources in the description of the podcast. This information is for awareness only, and this was issued in public interest by MSD India. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast.